Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Here's what I'll say. We're going to welcome Brian Ping in from KNX. There's a lot of this that looks very familiar to me from Ferguson and some of the other things that have happened. Because how many, well, let's ask Brian, because let's welcome him in. He was on it with us last week from KNX in Los Angeles. He's a St. Louis guy. How are you, Brian Ping? You've been busy, haven't you?
I have, but I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. But, you know, one of the things I thought of, your population out there is roughly what in the L.A. metro area?
About 10 million or so. If you expand that out to all of SoCal, about 20 million.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So when I'm seeing some of this stuff that's going on, it seems still like a relatively small number of people. Now, some of the protests have been bigger, but the troublemakers, and I think both the police chief out there and President Trump agree that these are professional protesters. So where do we sit right now on this Monday afternoon with everything? The National Guard gets called in. They start burning cars on fire, throwing things at police cars. Where are we currently in that whole thing? And is it getting, you know, a lot of times what happened in Ferguson, it got worse at night, right? So make some predictions here. Is it going to get ugly again tonight?
Yeah, that's the point. We have to wait until tonight because, you know, that's when the ne'er-do-wells crawl out of whatever hole they came out of and really take the spotlight away from anyone who had a legitimate concern about these raids. So what you see is, you know, on the weekends especially, and, you know, the timing of this to have initially happened on a Friday, and then you have a 2 days of these mass protests going on, and then they devolve into something entirely different once we get around sundown, 6-7 o'clock.
Right.
So far today, I'm not seeing as much as I saw the last couple of days. On Saturday, we would have barely had anything if not for some apparent misunderstanding in a suburb not too far from L.A. Near a Home Depot, where it was perceived that a raid was going to be carried out of day laborers. We still don't know for sure if that was the intent, but nonetheless, I mean, that sparked a whole day of a giant mess there. And what happened yesterday might have been carryover from that. We don't know. So, you know, so far right now, I know just about as much as you do as far as what we can expect.
Well, so like this Rick Caruso guy who ran for mayor, and we talked about him a lot during the wildfires, right? He tweets out yesterday, there is no emergency, widespread threat, or out-of-control violence in Los Angeles, and absolutely no danger that justifies deployment of the National Guard. Bill Malusian at Fox tweeted that out, like, I think about 5 hours after that, said, well, this didn't age well because things did get real ugly. But it was my understanding that, it was an elected official that was live-streaming something and led people to believe maybe something that wasn't happening. And then it just got out of control.
It has mostly been limited, you know, what we saw yesterday and the stuff that's been making rounds this morning to a several block area downtown. It's not like it's popping up, you know, all over the city. It's mostly, and there's a section of freeway right near City Hall in Los Angeles. If you're familiar with it, it's the 101 here downtown, which is, you know, very easy to walk onto. It's a shallow on-ramp. And usually when we have major protests like this, like we had in 2020, a mob of people will just take it over. We'll walk onto it en masse and just, you know, just stand there blocking traffic, forcing a freeway shutdown for hours at a time. That was kind of the center of activity. But to say that there was really any major incidents of note beyond that immediate downtown area, you know, we didn't see it, or it didn't rise to you know, the area of headline news. I will say that I stepped outside. I was there late last night at our station, which is a good 5 miles down the street, and I was hearing like the occasional thunderous boom of something. I don't know what, but you know, tensions may have been high citywide, but as far as the flashpoint, it's just been limited to certain small areas.
Now, one of the things that they're saying is, like, one of these guys that ICE arrested in the LA operation, he's a convicted murderer and gang member. He was involved in a shooting of a high school graduation party in San Marino in 1994, which killed some teenagers and injuring seven others. So is it your impression that you know, there are people that are being swept up in this that are kind of pretty bad people, bad hombres that are criminals, aren't there?
Oh, certainly. But then you also have to consider anybody else who you know, might have been there, what roles they might have played. I mean, did they actively try to you know, block enforcement? In that case, you might have some U.S. citizens that get caught up. And we only really know the identities of about six of what we were told were 118 people that have been detained. And I would, you know, wager that a good portion of them would be, you know, bad people with criminal records.
Right, right.
But you also get some other people swept into it, too. So I can't imagine they're a perfect 118 of 118 of these people that they arrested being violent criminal aliens.
Well, listen, thank you for joining us as we get started here this afternoon. I hope things don't go poorly tonight, but we appreciate it, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Bye. I appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.